gonna make me go into this dry.
Wish you were here.
I wish you were here, but you can't do bong hands with us because you're not down in San Diego in Balboa Park, where I just recorded these two cats that were doing some great street music. Threw a couple bucks in their bucket. They knew I was recording it. I said, you know what? I gave you $2 for that song. Like, you know, maybe five, I don't know, seven. Like, we are at the Steve Show! Oh, yeah, that's right, motherfuckers, man. We got Big Dog back in town, coming way down from Oregon. We got Charmin in the house.
Yo, what's up, dog?
What's up, Charm Dog? All right, and we got the Wolf. In the house. What's up, you guys? I'm so glad you're here.
Yep, yep.
So, just to start the show off, before we get going into Stu's show, I want to ask you first, things first, Sharp, because the Wolf just got 30 acres, and he's going to do something with his property.
Yep.
I know you bought that house. Is there three stories with a balcony around it?
It's two stories with two huge decks that have got amazing views over the Rogue Valley.
And you can see the lake.
Cannot see the lake. There's no lake in the Rogue Valley. The lakes are at high elevation from there.
Are you near the Rogue River?
We are near the Rogue River. Yeah.
Cool.
We're about 15-minute drive from the Rogue River.
I went on this cool thing on the Rogue River where you get on this inflatable couch.
Yeah.
And it's kind of same. It's like, have you seen that? There's this guy that is basically styrofoam. Basically a recliner that you like recline
nice.
With these armrests, and you're gonna have your drink, and you go down this kind of rough part of the road, but the surface tension with the water keeps it from flipping.
Yeah,
it's all safe.
Oh,
and you're
nice.
All chilling out on your
phone. The Rogue River is definitely the booze cruise of the Rogue Valley because it's super mellow. There's a couple
it's
of
a
rocks.
Booze kiss.
It's a booze cruise.
Dude, my second son's name's gonna be named Boozer. No,
Boozer.
I'm kidding. Such a wrong name. It's a Boozer! So you don't drink tequila or fucking Jack Daniels or anything, do you? My name's Boozer.
We're gonna name our next pet Dumpster. That way
Dumpster!
That way when we holler to it, we can be like, come Dumpster!
Oh, God. Come dumpster. That sounds like a porno flicks really bad. Like, there was a group session, and we all had to throw it in there after. We just put it on a tarp, throw it in the cum dumpster. I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro.
Yep.
Sheila, with a gangbang involving 125 men, we call her
goodness.
The human cum dumpster.
Oh, no. Okay, let's switch to a very, very cooler subject. The Mafia. No, I'm kidding. Like,
yo, what do you want to know about the Mafia? I've got some contacts. I got an uncle who runs a concrete business. And
I got an uncle. I got an Uncle Vinny. I got an Uncle Vinny.
Uncle Vinny. So you've been at racetracks before.
Absolutely.
In Sonoma.
Yes.
With what crew?
My good friend Eli and the electric motorcycle. This is actually this hat right here, TTX GP.
Yeah, promote.
Electric motorcycle racing. My friend Eli Schless has an electric Honda RS 250 that he's total privateered, engineered. Pardon me, man, my throat is dry. And
you want some water or something?
Yeah, I need some water.
Take a beer.
And he is friends with some former Brammo engineers, and they are going to take...
Well, hold on. Who's Brammo?
Brammo is an electric motorcycle company that was based in Southern Oregon and got bought by Polaris.
I know who they are.
You know who they are. But these guys are... going to take an electric motorcycle to
dude, pop yourself a cold one, pour it into a glass right now, and listen to the Stu Show.
Pour it in the Stu Show. Aw, yeah.
So, the Polaris is similar to the Gator, but even burlier.
Well, they're going to be electric motorcycles, so...
But they also make
not a side-by-side. Oh, yeah.
Right. The Polaris, they make those little four.
Oh, they make side-by-sides. They make snowmobiles. They make watercraft. You know, they're a big motorsports company that bought out Brammo for their motorcycle technology. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but these guys are going to build a motorcycle and take it to the Isle of Man, if you guys know what the Isle of Man is, and race it there maybe this next summer.
Nice.
So it's pretty exciting.
Nothing wrong with that. Like, I was wondering what you guys think the difference between 2008 and the 70s.
2018.
My bad.
2018 and the
70s, and the 70s. Okay, ready? I'm going to get you psyched up for this because it's something that you'd be like, is that real? It's like, yeah, this is how we did it back in the 70s. Hold on. We got a caller on the show. Hold on. Hello, caller, go ahead. What's up, Wyatt? Let me put you on speaker. You're on the Stu Show. You're not sure what you're thinking about. A snowboarding. So what's better, the Polaris or the, hold on.
The electric or the Brammo.
The Brammo or the Polaris? What's the better snowmobile?
Actually, it's an electric motorcycle.
He said it's a Ski-Doo.
Yep.
I can't put you on speaker. Call me back in 5. Gotta get rid of that caller. You guys couldn't hear him, and I am not gonna take a caller that can't hear what's going on. Alright, so hold on. What we were going for with this was a number 26. And I think you guys are gonna enjoy this.
What I liked about the 70s.
Fuck! Alright, go ahead.
The thing I like about the 70s versus the 2018 is shit was original in the 70s. You had original disco, you had original Star Wars, you had original Superman, you had, like, Marvel comics that were actual comic books and not, like...
Ben's got a shitload of cool comic books.
Marvel.
Yep. I used to have a ton, too, until our house got flooded.
Hold on, here it is.
Film.
You keep your clothes on. Yes, and it's in very good taste.
Oh, absolutely. I don't object if the story calls for it. And
For nudity.
And I'm not exploited. Yeah.
Well, how nude are you?
Well, you don't go to bed with, like, in a parka and fur boots, do you?
Yes, I would.
All right, so here's the scoop. What we're coming down to in this day and age is Me Too, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I knew the 60s. I knew the 70s. I was born in 1970. I knew the 80s. In the 80s, it was like this. Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
This is your brain on drugs. Yes. We're gonna fry your egg and you're a fucking piece of shit.
Thank you very much.
And then it was
like this.
Thank
you very much, Nancy Reagan.
And then it was like this. Oh, cocaine and drugs are bad. And AIDS came around.
Yep.
And so it was like this. Every chick that went to my high school had a chastity belt on. Like, dude, get your devil stick away from my fucking heaven hole.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's the 80s.
But the 70s were completely
And then
opposite.
I was like this. Well, fuck the 90s and then the 2000s.
Well, for me.
And even then, I was like, all I hear on the internet is chicks are way into giving blowjobs now. And, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fuck, I grew up in the shittiest fucking shitbird. I mean, I love the 80s because I grew up in a punk rock. We were the last era that came up with original music.
Yep.
We invented rap. We invented fucking punk rock. Yep. We invented a lot of metal. Shit in the 80s.
Yep.
And then the 90s and the 2000s. Grunge, is all yeah. Shit. Now they're all into making movies that, like, well, millennials haven't seen this movie and it was a great idea and we don't have any new ideas, so we're just going to recopy this shit.
Yep.
Everyone's regurgitating shit. Santosh! Someone's caught my throat. Santosh! Anyway.
One for me, what's different is I think about the Vietnam
War. No, here's my point. Here's my point. Okay. Ready? It used to suck in the 80s, and I'm like this. Oh, man. You're a millennial right now. It must kind of suck. Why does it suck? I already brought it up. When I'm talking about having sex when you're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, or 20. What's going on right now?
Nothing.
No, what me happened? Me too. What happened with the... Yeah, me too. Me too. Dude. If you ask a chick out and she says no, then you don't ask her out again at companies by law. Like Google and fucking other big companies,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like, dude, you're not allowed to fucking... And I'm like, in the 70s, they always turned you down. You had to keep pushing the issue like... I really am into you. I'm really into you. And then finally, you'd break that barrier. You
wore them down.
Right? I don't know if you wore them down, but they were like, well, all these other guys are dorks, and you actually are way into me, and you're a pretty cool guy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you'd get girls and stuff. Like, not being a fucking wuss. Like, well, the first time she said no, then I just gave up.
Yeah.
Right? Nowadays, it's against the law and shit. And I'm like this, oh, you're in the 80s again, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if there's cocaine and everything and weed's legal and all that shit. When it comes to Bieber, I'm like this, yep, the Me Too thing is going to fuck up all the young men of this age to where it's like this, you're not allowed to hit on chicks, dude. That's wrong. You have to be gay is pretty much what they're telling dudes. No, you need to suck cock. And I'm like, no, fuck you, motherfucking faggots, motherfucking bullshit, dude. I don't dig it. I mean, you've never asked a chick out, she turns you down, and then you asked her again, and you went out with her, and the next thing you know is your girlfriend or anything like that? Like, in your life? Come on, Wolf.
Well, you know, I want to get to your question, which was the difference between the 70s and 2018. And for me, there are these stark differences that these things happened in the 60s and 70s, like the Vietnam War, that started putting a wedge in the American populace that hadn't existed during World War II or before. And it's just grown larger and larger and larger until you can see the divisions lining up then. The people who are against the war and the people who are... for war and America's military might and expansion, and it's still the same dynamic, you know, going on. But I think about censorship too, and I think about how much censored things are now. That back in the 70s, you had embedded reporters with these units in Vietnam, and you saw body bags in coffins coming back every day. You don't see that anymore. Mm. They don't have truly... you don't see napalm civilians. You don't see the casualties of U.S. military drone strikes. You don't see the coffins. You don't see the dead soldiers.
That's why Manning, what's his name? Daniel Manning? No, the guy that turned into a transvestite.
I don't know.
From the, that's what he tried to expose was some of these.
I know you're talking about the guy that was on the Wheaties box.
No. Not Jenner.
Bruce!
Not Bruce. No, I'm talking about Manning. He tried to expose one of these tragedies.
Bruce Manning! No, I'm kidding.
One of these tragedies in Afghanistan, I think it was, where it was this helicopter strike on what ended up being a television reporting crew that were carrying cameras, and they thought it was RPGs, and so they opened fire on these camera crews and blew the crap out of them, were laughing about it and all these things, and that's what he tried to expose and totally got chastised for all of this major tragedy that he tried to expose, but now he's like a traitor because of what he tried, you know, he blew the whistle on this crap. And some of these poor guys just got blown away, and then people tried to come and rescue him, and guess what? They blew away the van with kids inside of it. And it was like this major, major, you know, incident. And I think Americans have just become dull to the fact that we've been in war for so long that it's just become part of
how long our society. I mean, I know exactly how long have we been in war over between Iraq, Iran, in that whole region.
We just passed the 15th year.
15 fucking years.
And you mentioned Iran. That's to come. Clinton, I mean.
Now with John Bolton as right. the secretary advisor.
I don't understand why we always.
He wants
have
to invade Iran.
The,
he still thinks it's
bully,
right we invaded
the
Iraq.
Oh, you can't do that because America says you can't. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Let other people do what the fuck they want. We need to take care of our kids, our shit, our schools, our fucking gas prices, you know, and they're like, no, we're going to go there and we're going to take their oil and then the gas prices are going to go down. Oh, that's why it's like almost $4 a gallon where I live at, bro.
Yep.
Not cheaper anymore for me,
well, and
bro.
That also has to deal a lot with the California taxes that the Californians keep voting in as needing more of these taxes and taxes and taxes and... You know, what I'm starting to come to realize is that there's so much bureaucracy in so many of these systems. That's really what we need to address is the mismanagement of these programs. That there's
I thought
so
you were
going to
say pieces of shit.
There's so much fat at the upper scale of, you know, running the Department of Education or the Transportation Department. Or, you know, all of our city government, there's so much fat in the management section. I mean, these people are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands. And guess what? They get a fucking pension that's going to last them for the rest of their life. Where the average guy's got to save and save and save, put in my 401k, and oh my God, it depends on the stock market. And guess what? The stock market just crashed, and now I can't afford to retire. No, all these fucking social... we know a captain... of a fire department down in Ventura County who's making $200,000 a year and is going to get 90% of that in his retirement pension for the rest of his life.
Yay!
What do teachers get? Fucking...
Not shit.
Jerk me off. You know, it's crazy.
Right,
the,
let's change the
anyway,
subject.
Sad. It's a sad topic.
We're gonna flip it. That's why it's called the stew. Because I can go from the potatoes and the peas and just go right to a piece of steak.
There you go.
But
right. Gas taxes, though, are the kind of taxes that I'm more in favor of, which are usage taxes. You don't have to pay a gas tax if you walk or take the bus. You don't.
Yeah,
have to
but
pay
okay,
a
but take a look at the size of California. It stretches the whole length of the eastern seaboard if you were to put it in comparison. So if you wanted to go from LA to the north of California, it takes you 10 hours. My brother had unfortunately the same kind of topic when he lived in England. He was like, "Oh my God, your guys just gas is so cheap there. It's just like crazy." And I was like, "Christopher, look at the size of England. You could drive from one side to the other in 4 hours. We live in the United States of America where it takes we're 3,000 miles across. So if you wanted to drive that and have the same amount of prices as England prices, it would devastate the economy. How would we do any interstate commerce? I mean, the price would just be absorbent. We are switching to electric, but there's a lot of issues that still have to deal with battery storage capacity, how long it takes to recharge your battery. Actually, the most viable energy source we have now is fuel cells that run on hydrogen. And if we can make the hydrogen split from water into hydrogen more efficient, that would completely change how we do transportation in the United States.
I've seen some fuel cell cars.
There are fuel cell cars, but they're still in the prototype phase. I mean, yes, there are people driving them around, but guess what? They're still doing research on all of them.
When I lived on the Big Island, right, I had a guy that lived up the street from me. He was old SEAL team guy. He would make people's cars into hydrogen for them. He'd put this little glass container with these two wires in it on each side, and the only thing was,
that's bullshit.
No, I watched it work.
It works. It totally works, but you know the problem with that is that it takes more energy to do that. That's what I was saying. It takes more energy right now to make hydrogen than you'll ever get out of it. So that's why.
How many miles to the gallon does your car get?
My truck gets 17 miles to the gallon.
This guy was getting over 60 miles to the gallon, and loads of people on the Big Island did his thing. But where it's like, you know, when you run low on gas and you're like, oh, I need to go refuel. Worst case scenario, you run out of gas. Maybe you call AAA. Maybe you call your bro. Tow you to the goddamn gas station. Put some gas in. With the hydrogen one that my friend came up with,
yeah.
If you don't change the water, and it can't be just tap water, right? If you don't change the water in it and keep it level, bam, it ruins it. And I'm like this. Yeah, I'm kind of a stoner. I'm kind of not, like, into thinking about, you know, I got loads of shit going on. Let alone thinking about, oh, I wonder if the water level is low in my hydrogen car that my friend built me. Right? So it was
so
like...
these new vehicles are a lot, you know, run them a lot similar to what your current vehicle does today.
Alright, you're talking about vehicles. I'm gonna go on this. I was gonna flip the subject to something way cooler, but you guys are getting down and dirty. So I'm like this. Oh, you wanna get down
in the East Bay?
You wanna get down and dirty?
Natural gas. All right,
ready?
Yeah. Civic.
Yep. So hold on.
Still bad Porsche. Because they put out a lot of carbon, which is our carbon footprints and all that other stuff. So when you burn natural gas, you get carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas, and water. So yes, they're efficient, but today's technology, you've got to use fracking. All that stuff is coming from wells that are being propagated in Colorado is huge. Oh my gosh, you fly over Colorado right now, you see all kinds of natural gas wells. The Chinese government just invested $83 billion in the fracking program in like...
Not billion.
Because they don't have very many natural gas resources. So guess what? They're going to invest in our infrastructure so they come and get our gas. Yeah. Whereas, if you had big solar farms and big wind turbines, you can split the water molecule and get hydrogen and put it in your car into a fuel cell and have an electric vehicle transportation system.
Yeah, I tried having 1,000 lemons with electrodes.
Yeah, that doesn't work so well. It works for a little bit. It works for a little bit.
All right, so hold on. Uber, all these other companies.
Yep.
They're getting into it. They want the self-driving car, right?
The first death by self-driving car this last week.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
And I bet people fucking argue with me. The Stu!
Stu, don't argue
on this
Stu,
shit, and I'm like this. Call me a fucking asshole. Call me what you want to. How many people die from car accidents in the United States in a year?
I'm going to say almost 50,000.
And we lost one. I'm like this. Dude, if it's going to take lives to save lives, the chick wasn't walking through a fucking crosswalk. It was not in town. She's walking across like practically a freeway, and fucking the Uber rented her. There was a dude in the car that worked for Uber who's supposed to be monitoring this shit. Dude was asleep. Whatever happened, I don't fucking know, right? Mm-hmm. Bang! I'm like, well, then they're gonna improve it. I guarantee you by 2020, it's already 2018, by 2020, there's gonna be so many self-driven cars. By 2025, more 2030, there will not be a car made that isn't self-driven because of the fact that they save so many lives by self-driven cars with cameras on them that can do it. Because nowadays,
I'm 30 years from having my family take the keys away from me, so.
Yeah. But too many, you want to really reach down into your pants with a pair of scissors and cut your balls off.
I understand that. Me and you and Ben won't have to do that.
Unless we're in the Sacramento
son, right? By the time he gets his license, there won't be stick shifts and there won't be automatic cars. Everything will be self-driven.
So yeah, I just heard by 2040, California wants to ban all gas vehicles, which I find really aggressive, being that it's only 22 years from now. And to just make that kind of statement without really having
a plan.
Yeah, but
is pretty aggressive.
The flying cars that are going into cities right now.
Those are pretty cool.
It's an
intention. You know who just got into that?
It's an intention, but
got into it?
That means that if you're going to make that statement, you as a state have to be willing to invest into companies that are going to make the energy system work. Because right now, how many electric vehicles charging stations do we have on the freeways? How many hydrogen fueling stations do we have on the freeways in our cities? That's 20 years to build that infrastructure so that you can support the freaking hundreds of millions of cars that are in the state right now. I mean, it's like, how are you going to make the changeover and not have the infrastructure to support it? So if you really want to make a lot of money, people, invest in electric vehicle car charging stations or hydrogen fuel car charging stations, because that's where it's all going to go.
But here's scoop. Here's the scoop. They're doing the self-driving cars. That's a guarantee.
That's scary to me, though.
That's scary to me, too. But the flying cars that they're starting in the major cities as like an Uber.
Yep, or the taxis, yep.
There's a company that just came into that.
Yep, Larry
and
Olson.
And they're a company that cannot fail.
Until I take them out with my drones.
Porsche,
huh?
German.
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
German technology, German engineer. Are you an engineer?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Are you a German engineer?
No.
I mean, the guys who work for Porsche that are at the top of the fucking line of that whole fucking thing. There's all these companies that want to try and make flying cars like they want to make self-driving cars.
Well, hey, got to give it to
Tesla. I'm saying, you put in a competition for a big money company that's going to make kind of like what Google or Apple did. And people already know it. Oh, you got like 15 companies battling super hard right now to get that paycheck.
Yep.
And Porsche is in on it with Uber and all these other people.
You know, it's kind of funny.
And they're going to make flying cars happen. I was waiting for it in 2000. I was like, dude, where's Meet George Jetson? Cheers, boy. All right.
Yeah, just hit a button. A steak fucking dinner comes out. Dink, dink. Not a microwave.
Sex toy robot.
Ben likes the sex toy robots. All right, so hold on.
That's also coming about.
Well, we're going to have flying cars. Sweet. But hold on. Let's flip this around. Ready? Mm-hmm. Got to flip it.
Flip it.
Yeah, we've been talking about cash. They're cool and all. But,
yeah, you want to make money. Build some charging stations. Damn.
You know what a commentator is. Like Costco on a subject. In the 90s had charging stations. Right?
Commentator.
You're commentating on this subject.
I am commentating.
You, the wolf. Yep. You're commentating on this subject.
The wolf.
Some people are way better than other people at fucking commenting on subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can keep people's interest. Some people are fucking shitty at it. Right? Here's my next one.
Okay.
Now, this guy who's talking, he could talk to you about ladybugs fucking recreating or any fucking thing you want, right? It really doesn't matter to me. He'll make anything interesting. Oh, you talk.
Oh, so sounds like we're going to be listening to some guy that's going to try and sell you
napkins.
No,
we're talking about what you and Ben were just talking about. I mean, when was the last time you had French toast?
So last weekend was a very epic weekend, I got to say. Kirkwood, for the first time in about 12 years.
Here he is, here he is.
Phenomenal breakfast end around one. Ninja finally went for the ship. Surely Mike has got to start thinking about that again because upright, he's being dissected.
And Ninja's left eye is beginning to swell badly. Courtesy of the Giants, Jim Thompson Watson and the Harlem Crowning of the champion doing all the damage.
Mike, this is what the champ said earlier about sticking to a game plan. Sometimes when he's unpredictable, he needs to get back to a plan because that stops him in his tracks and he's limping now. That hurts.
Alright, you get it. It's like
sports commentary.
But like, okay, they did a great job.
Now I'm going to play something where someone sucks at their job.
Alright, so you ready to hear, like, you got the coolest subject ever, right? Gruesome. Just fucking nasty. You're like, all you gotta do is like this. Dude, this dude fucking wolf came in. He fucking slashed this chick. He fucking came in like a hammer. And, you know, people are like, holy shit, right? Now you got this fucking fool, like, I don't know where he came from, but, like, he sure doesn't know how to do a good job if that's his job. You know what I mean? What's the boringest guy you've ever heard before on a really good subject?
I don't know. Some of those PBS announcers can be pretty dry. And then...
All right, here we go.
5 years ago...
I don't know why it's not staying on. No, this.
I had a really boring sounding college professor, and it was one of those classes where they turn off the lights.
I need a sound fucking man, dude. Someone
yeah,
knows
you do.
That. Dude, I do this all myself all the time. Her bro was unhooked, but she had no fucking
believe this shit. It just doesn't sound like it's...
And then you have this guy right here.
The autopsy revealed that Yara had been stabbed several times and her head had been beaten. The cause of death was exposure. Her bra was unhooked, but she had not been sexually assaulted. The police caught a break and found male DNA on Yara's underwear. He became known as Ignoto Uno, or Unknown One. The DNA didn't match anyone on file.
Really? Dude, you've got me intrigued. I mean, I don't know how to turn this off because you are going for it.
What a fucking boring ass motherfucker. Let's try another one because he's getting better.
and they were all quickly excluded as suspects. When Giuseppe was alive, he was a bus driver, and the detective interviewed one of his former co-workers. The co-worker said that Giuseppe wasn't a faithful husband. The detective interviewed 532 women that Giuseppe knew when he was alive. She eventually came across 67-year-old Esther Arzufi, who gave her DNA. She said she never
had sex. I ate a sandwich.
She has been married to the same man, Giovanni Bossetti, since she was 19, and they raised three children, a set of twins who were a boy and a girl, Massimo and Laura, and then another son named Fabio. It turned out that Esther was lying about having sex with Giuseppe because she was the mother of unknown one. The police decided to get DNA from Massimo, whose middle name happens to be Giuseppe. In June 2014, the police...
Wow, now you're really talking my language, dude. You cannot fucking make me turn this shit off.
Fucking dish nozzle. Oh, but he's pretty boring, right?
Dude, super boring.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
He doesn't even inflect his voice at all. He's just like, nah, nah, nah,
he sounds like he's reading from a teleprompter.
But it's always like this. And then he slit the throat of the young son and cut his penis off and shoved it in his throat. And then and I'm like, dude, how can you say that like that? You can't be like, dude, that fucking guy came in. Fucking fuck this dude up. He came in with lights and left. We got it on videotape. Fucking ba 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 ba.
Dude, you gotta work on your equipment. I don't know why it keeps failing like that.
I don't understand either, but I don't know.
I don't know.
It's never done that before.
What the fuck like, did that guy just say?
I know, he's like, and then he came in with a fucking bad hammer! I oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Like,
well, I love the cricket announcers. Okay, cricket's like the second boring, most boring sport behind curling. You know? It's like... It takes for hours. They break for tea in the middle.
Yeah.
And some of those cricket guys with the strong Aussie or British accents are like, oh, no, he got a wicket. You know, it's like... and the terminology, the wickets, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
All right. This is the whitest dude, right?
Whitest dude ever.
That... No, no, no. Not the whitest dude ever. I'm with the whitest. I am the whitest dude.
He makes Sean White
I
look
am.
Like
no.
a dark
This
white.
Guy's the whitest dude bread? That wants to sound black, right? He's like, she had a place in his life. Her apologies.
You're
like, dude, what the fuck? Dude,
where's
you're white.
Where's KG when you need
He's like, I'm a white guy, selling black and everybody should look good.
Oh,
apologies, everybody. I'm like, you're a white dude, man. Fuck, shut the fuck up. Fucking honky.
Oh, wow.
All right. Hold on. Here's a good one.
Here's a good one.
You're not going to believe this shit, right? But I got the inside scoop. Samuel L. Jackson is now hooking up with who?
Oh. What's her name? Judge Judy.
Yeah. How did you know it's Judge Judy?
Because.
Dude, Judge Judy and Samuel L. are a couple now. But that's hilarious because Julia Roberts... And I don't know his real name. I just call him Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, yeah.
They're dating.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
I love Pee-wee's Playhouse and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That was hilarious.
You know, wait, Ben. Funny. This is according to LA's hottest link.
TMZ.
Who just got married? Caitlyn Jenner and Brad Pitt. And I'm like, that's not a power couple.
No,
that is fucking
weird.
I'm sorry,
that didn't happen.
Yeah. No. Hold on. I know they have a show together, and you're not going to believe this. Guess
Snoop
who?
Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg and
Martha Stewart. Oh, saw that.
They just got a fucking. She got a ring on the finger. They're trying to go with that power couple, dude. All right. Ann Coulter and Mike Moore. Fucking hard hooking up, dude.
Ann Coulter couldn't hook up with a fucking cadaver, dude. Oh my god. She is horrible.
Alright, so.
Oh my god.
You're not
Ann Coulter.
There's two more. The last one is the one that just really blew my mind. But, Whoopi Goldberg and Artie Lang. Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh,
and other movies.
Oh my god, dude.
But, like, you know.
Oh my god.
Whoopi. Were a weird couple,
oh my god. I didn't even know they were dating.
Did you guys know that Will Ferrell ditched his wife and he hooked up with Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh
my god, dude, you're cracking me up now, dude.
Oh my god. You gotta be kidding me. Oh, that is funny as fuck.
The last one, but this blew my mind. Alan Alda and Queen Latifah are hooking up right now in Los Angeles, California.
Wow.
You got Alan Alda from MASH and Queen Latifah from...
Oh my god.
Where's
she? Well, she's Queen Latifah.
Yeah, she's just Queen Latifah.
I saw her in Reggae of the River.
Really? Oh, wow. That's cool.
Before she...
became a queen?
Yeah, well, she was Queen Latifah, like a reggae...
Isn't she from Salt and Pepper? No. Isn't that where she...
Salt and Pepper? No.
Isn't that where they...
Living Color.
Living Color, that's where it came from.
But anyway, Queen Latifah has her own records, and she's been in many movies. But who's... I mean, I got this from my source, and I don't really know who they are, but Rick Martinez has now hooked up with Kathy Bates, believe it or not?
I believe that.
Who's Kathy Bates? I think
she's a blonde chick.
She's the chick that was taking care of that dude in the Bates Motel when he was a psycho! Okay, last one. And it is definitely the new power couple.
So, you know why Rick... What was his name? Rick Moranis?
Moranis.
So, you know why you haven't seen him in a movie since, Honey, I...
Because he hooked up with Kathy Bates.
No. Because, you know, like, since Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and all that stuff.
Why?
His wife got cancer. And it took it out of him, and he has been raising his kids since then. So he dropped out. Yeah.
Oh, so it's kind of not that funny at all.
Okay. No. It's kind of good to hear that he's finally hooking up with somebody because he's.
Last one only. You guys are not going to fucking believe this, but this is coming straight from the Stu Show, and you know it's fucking true. Power couple, Michael Jordan has just put a prank at.
Yeah.
He just put a ring on whose finger? Guess who?
It's got to be a Kardashian.
So Winfrey. Oprah!
Winfrey.
Yep, power couple. Michael
Chicago.
Winfrey.
So, good question. Is Oprah going to run for president?
I hope not.
She's got enough money where if she wanted to, she could.
Let's have some qualified politicians for a change. How about that?
Jesus.
People who know how to construct laws.
Qualified. You know who's running for the president? And I think he might win is The Rock.
What?
Yeah, he's going to run.
Is he? I hadn't heard that.
Who can beat The Rock?
Dwayne Johnson.
All he has to do is raise his eyebrow.
I know, right?
And show his tattoos and his butt.
All the chicks just fucking flame.
Well, no, he's got a work ethic like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well, he probably does a lot of roids because it's hard to have his kind of body when you're 50 years old or whatever.
Alright.
Here it is.
Here it is.
There it is.
Let's speed it up. Getting slow.
That Pam married Ryan after he killed his sister and his brother-in-law, and then they had children together. They wanted to know why she didn't come to the police earlier. Pam said that while they were standing in front of his sister's dead body, Ryan swore he'd kill her and the child she had, who was fathered
this
by
guy
him.
Is like a dead stick.
I know. Oh my god.
The detectives think Dude. That the main motivation Take for the murders was jealousy. Ryan hated that his sister and his brother-in-law had good jobs.
Had
what?
Good job.
Good job.
They hated the fact that they were employed.
These are good. Okay, so how many people actually? I'm asking both of you. The what? Shunder.
Yo.
How many people actually buy a gun for home safety or to make them feel safe have never even fired it?
I'm going to say 50%.
So then it becomes more of a toy than a gun. It's like an adult toy.
How many do you say?
Who never grew up.
Wolf dog.
I was going to say 50. It's probably in actuality less than that, I'd hope.
It might be. Yeah, I would hope too.
I hope that more than 50% actually shoot the gun.
Well, I know people who bought guns and they never fired it. And I'm like, you know what you are? A pussy.
A dumbass.
No, you're a faggot, dude. You don't even know if it works.
You don't even know how to put a bullet in it.
No.
Don't pull it the wrong way. I think it goes this way. It. Pow! Oh.
It's like this. What if the gun doesn't work? And I know loads of people, oh, I bought a shotgun just because I have a kid and I like family protection. I'm like, ever fired the gun? No. I'm like, I grew up on the East Coast. There'd be like five or six fucking shotguns and you could pick which one you wanted walking out the front door to go fuck around, dick around. Even if we're not going turkey hunting or hunting, you know. Just bring a gun, just go
bring
fuck
gun and go fuck around.
Snakes, whatever.
And I grew up in rural Ohio, where if I saw a crow eating the garbage, I could walk out and shoot at it.
Yeah. And I grew up on rural Northern California, 43 acres, where if I had a notch for every ground squirrel that I shot with my 22, there wouldn't be a stock left.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. Because we never get him on the show, but we always have the Wolf, and Wolf has been awesome today, being patient with the student. But, Sherman.
Yo.
Tell us about your project in Oregon. Did you start it by yourself, or did you start it with a friend? And if you started it with, like, without him, like, by yourself, do you get a bonus, a fun ticket, aka cash, or what's...
How's that all work out? All right. So this project in Oregon started out with actually purchasing this house back in 2004. I was working...
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago. I was working in the Bay Area, and before my wife and I actually got married, Monica was actually living in this house. So I was making some money down the Bay Area. I needed to get a, like, some place to write some of it off. So I was like, fuck, I need to buy a house. And Monica was like, let's buy this house because it's right down the street from the college and all this stuff. And it was like, hey, that's a great idea. So I was like, yeah, she knew the owner. So she worked out a deal and all this stuff. And so we bought the house and, you know, we rented it out to this lady who showed up to her interview with bare feet and two kids, and we rented it out for the next 9 years, where the daughter had, you know, was at the time probably like 12 years old, and then she grew up there, went to high school, graduated high school, went out, got kids, came back with her kids. I mean, we had three generations of people living in this house over the period of time that we owned it. But we'd always wanted to somehow buy the property next door because it was really large and there was this really piece of crap house on it, and do a development there. And so we had the opportunity. We made a friend that thought it was a really good idea, and he also has a little bit of money. So we partnered with him.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. So we partnered with him. He bought the property next door, and my wife and I my wife and he have been coming up with the concept, and my mother-in-law's been doing all the architectural planning, and out of basically Monica's interpretation of all the codes and just working it over and over and melding it to make sure that she's within the confines of the code, but make the maximum density that we could put on the property with the maximum square footage of house, even though it's non-conditioned space and all these just little, I mean, they're literally designing down to the inch on what we have to work with on this property. And
that's how you do it.
And
you're gonna do it like that.
And so they've completely maximized what we can do there, and we're really looking at it to be our, you know, retirement package for us, basically as we sit today. And it's really exciting. Right now, there is no immediate payout. The payout is 20 years from now when, you know, we're retired, and if we wanted to sell one of these properties, then we can sell that and, you know, live on those profits, and, you know, but in the meantime, it's just meant to be a continuous income type of investment, to where the rental properties will bring us rental income so that maybe I don't have to work as much and I could be working on other projects which are in the works right now, and not have to work for the man for the rest of my life.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Process.
That's the process when you're trying to
fuck the man,
come up with your way, but you know, it's not always the easy way.
No. Well, you say you don't work for a big company that already puts your shit, right? Fuego.
Que fuego. I don't live us.
I'm like this. If I could make $100,000 a year by working for myself, or I could fucking do the same exact thing but make 300 tax instead of working for the man, I'll take 100. If someone tells me,
dude, if you could
make 100 by yourself, but if you take this job you could make $1 million, then I'm gonna work for the man. But for me, I'm like this. There is no man.
You are the man.
I am the man.
You are the stew. You are the stew man.
You gotta think for your fucking self. You gotta come up with shit. You gotta do this. And then when you come up good, like, you're making, like, you know, just,
you're making grip.
$500,000.
You're making grip. Yep.
You're like, I'm killing it, dude.
Yep.
Because then you can just hire people. Shit.
Don't have to do shit. Hire motherfuckers. What's your plan?
My plan is to not be destitute and starving.
Well, that's an easy thing to do. I mean, you know, if you've already got a good foot on the investment path, then it's just about managing your expenses at that point, right? I mean, it's a hard concept that people really don't, you know, fully understand. It's never, you know, somebody put it this way, if you don't have good financial role models, basically the people that raised you, then it's going to be harder for you to come up with your own way of spending money to where you live within your means and have that outlook on long-term security. You can live for the now, and that's great. You can drive a BMW, and you can have the latest iPhone fucking 10 or whatever the fuck it is, but do you need it? You know, I mean, I see all these people that drive brand new cars and, you know, have credit cards and all these things. I don't have a credit card. Don't have one. I have very little debt. My debt are my mortgages. I've owned my truck for 18 years. And I was
remember when he got it new, and
is this a Ram?
Pulled up on my house.
Yeah,
like
Dakota.
Oh shit, you still got the red Dakota, dude. I didn't think he'd pull up in it, and I'm like, you still got that fucker. I haven't seen you in loads, bro.
I've owned that fucking truck for 18 years, and I've put
223,000
miles on it. Yeah. And
that was 1,000 miles.
And that was actually I have to admit, I bought the truck new when I was like working in the Bay Area, was an engineer out of college, and I was like, I need a new vehicle because the Honda Civic that I fucking got 300,000 miles on, I just want a new truck. Fuck. And I get it. And I've had this conversation with people before. It's like wanting that one thing, whether it's the new iPhone or whether it's new vehicle or whether it's a fucking new something. It's all about getting that all one right, thing. All
right, my listeners lose interest.
I know. Fast, so fast. Like, let's move on.
I'm like this. Hold on. Not many people have this opportunity. I know guys that live on the Big Island, and they go back, and they make money, and they come back, and their wives are happy, and this, that, and the other.
Yep.
My family's more united. Like, I can't really fail. You know, that's just the way we roll our dice and that kind of thing. It kind of holds me back for money, but I'm like, I'm happy anyway. But I'm like...
Well, you got a son. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, when you got... You just got the job at Google, right?
Yep.
How long ago?
About 2 months ago now.
Call from 1530. Go ahead.
And, oh yeah, okay, so I'm actually doing contracting work down here. Got a job with a very big company, obviously. Google is a very awesome company to work for. Yeah, I'm just going to work for a year and live in the Bay Area for another year and then fly back to Oregon when I can.
So, for my listeners, what's it like working for Google?
Working for Google is actually pretty awesome. This company actually was bought by Google, so their technology was developed somewhere else, and then they made a company based on that technology. And then basically Google saw the possibility in the technology, so they bought that company. So I'm actually working at a remote site in Livermore, working on some pretty cool shit.
Nice.
Yep.
Like,
Now does it involve lasers?
It does involve lasers.
Is yep. there sharks with lasers?
We are going to, you know, it's funny you say that. It's funny that you say that because the project manager is literally going to have sharks with lasers painted on the walls there. Yeah.
What a fucking douche.
And so, but that, I mean, that goes to show, you know, what we can do with the Google. With the Google.
All right, now hold on. Ben, you grew up in the snow. Me and you have been in the snow. Da 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 da. The only sport I've ever been around where women are fucking, maybe not exactly, but damn near close. Like, I've been like 10, 15 feet in the air flying up some nasty cliff. And then look back, Sherman's 1 foot behind me in the air and his new, you know, now wife is right behind us. Same thing with Vajra, David, Amanda. Like, I've seen chicks just, they'll just fucking keep up with us. Like, I'm riding hard, dude. Like, I mean, like, later, dude. Later, Hosen. Fucking, I look back and he's still keeping up with me. And next thing you know, I'm like, oh shit, his chick is too. That's insane. With me.
Yeah, so Monica can ride hard.
The only sport I've ever been around where chicks can keep up is snowboarding or skiing. Like, surfing? No way. Skateboarding? No fucking way, dude. Football? Baseball, soccer, there's no fucking way. But only in the snow, chicks can keep up side by side with a man. And I'm wondering what you think about that.
Oh, there's a lot of things that probably play into that paradigm. I mean, there's definitely hulky women out there that can play football. Women that can smoke you playing basketball. Women that'll whip your ass on a motorcycle.
You say motorcycle, I'm like this. Ben, how tall are you?
6'3".
there's no way a chick's gonna beat you in a one-on-one game basketball.
Sure.
Dude, I saw the tallest woman I have ever seen. I was in downtown.
Box her out. Give her an elbow. Dude, like, fuck that, dude. You're a fucking chick. There's no
fucking
chick. You don't put an MMA fighter, a girl, against a guy. It's not legal. It's
yeah.
Like, dude, no way.
Percentage-wise,
you.
You're right.
And so basketball, yeah. Aren't you allowed to back him up and just hit him with your elbow a little bit? Like, bam, bam. Can you?
That, I mean, there's nothing to say that a woman wouldn't, like, take an elbow to your face either. You know what? Here we go. This would be the ultimate one-on-one. McConner versus, what's that chick's name?
Oh, the one great?
Yeah, whatever that one MMA chick guy. Yeah, I had on the tip of my tongue. Fair. Oh, come on, dude. But you would pay for it. Oh, McConner get his ass whooped.
I actually had friends pay to watch
McGregor
fight.
That's the guy.
Boxing guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Black guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know his name.
Yeah, the one dude.
Boxing.
Yeah.
But, like, he's, like, the greatest boxer ever, but he never hits anybody. He just dodges, weaves. He's really good at dancing, and then he comes in with the attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It would be like this. You're really, really good at golf. I'm really good at surfing. You could take me anywhere on any golf course in the world, and if you're like that much better than me, you're gonna probably beat me in golf. I'll take you anywhere where the lip of the wave is over 12 inches and you can break your neck and it's deadly. You're not going out there as a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get killed.
Yeah.
You'll get killed. Like, it's deadly. You'll drown, dude. You'll fucking drown. It's like, there's a difference.
Yep.
Between the two of them. And I'm like, I just feel that, like, I think it's silly. Like, a lot of people think, yeah, it started off to where I was, like, grossed out by it, but now I don't mind watching chicks fight in the MMA. And I'm like this. That's the grossest thing I've ever seen, and I don't want to watch chicks fight in the MMA. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm into badass chicks. I studied martial arts at Cal, and there's this Korean brown belt or verging on black belt who just, like, she was like 5'5", but she could jump so fucking high, and when she kicked the heavy bag, it, like, bedded too. She was, like, so powerful and badass. She could have kicked my ass. She could kick just about any guy's ass. I thought that was sexy as hell. You know, I think a chick that can kick my ass is sexy. I think it's cool.
Obviously, you're not married, and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But, okay, so hold on. Ben, I'm going to ask you first, because you've been on the DL tonight.
On the DL, low.
All right. What is the biggest difference between Oregon and California? And then I'm going to ask my friend who lives in Oregon and has spent lots of time
in California.
Oregon was founded as a white-only state.
Meaning, black people aren't allowed?
Correct.
That's the biggest difference. But Cali, we'd allow them?
I don't know about that.
What are you talking about?
They were used a lot. I mean, so where I live, just so you let you know, in Jacksonville, Oregon, which is like 3,000 people right now.
That's it.
Was
a low number of a town.
Was the largest city between San Francisco and Jacksonville. It was the second largest city during the Gold Rush era between San Francisco and Jacksonville.
You're like a 49er.
Oh, fucking 49er. Hell yeah.
Mining gold.
1858 was when that town was established. So it had 10 years before that, 9 years before the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. there was a lot of blacks and a lot of Chinese and a lot of Irishmen that were built, used to build that town. Hell yeah, there were. I've seen ditches. There's a ditch that we ride our bicycles on up there. That's 40 miles long.
Wow, that's cool.
40 miles long, all hand dug by the Chinese so that they could bring water in from the upper mountains down into, actually, right on top of where I was living at one point in time, the Sterling Creek Mine. That was all. That's why this whole area exists, is because of gold. That's why this whole area exists, is because of gold.
And where I am, it's the same way. The Empire Mine was 10 minutes away from where I'm going to be living. Wow. And the Empire was the biggest gold strike in California history. It was around.
Wasn't that the mother lode, though, down in the Columbia area?
It was one of the bigger mines ever.
The Empire is the single biggest strike from a mine.
Wow.
That's where you live, right?
They got like 50 million ounces or something. I don't know. It's just like an incredible. Maybe it's.
Pulling out the phone. Pulling out the
phone. I got to look this up.
Let me call you back.
This is crazy. Because I kind of have gold fever just a little bit.
Okay, Empire Mine was the biggest single gold hit in California history. It was dug by some dudes from Wales.
Now here's your cut. Now go on, get!
Who were expert hydrologists. Mm-hmm. And they figured out a way to pump the tens of thousands of gallons of water a day out of the hole that they were digging. It was a single hole that was like miles deep or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. My facts may be slightly off, but it was the biggest gold hit, and the amount of gold they got from that one place was just staggering. They closed it after a fire in the early 1900s, or before World War II. And
the other day, the waitress says, "Hey gang, do you leave any room for dessert?"
Anyway, it's a super cool history around that area, but yeah, that whole area is defined by the gold rush. When I bought land,
5.8 million ounces of
5.8 million
extracted
ounces.
From 367 miles of underground passages.
Woo!
Holy shit!
I'll take that in my pocket.
Jesus! Wow!
Yeah, you tell your family to fuck off.
So that's 10 minutes from where I live. It's on. It's at the kind of where Highway 20 hits Highway 49. I'm right off of 20 and 20.
Okay. All right, ready?
20 ends at Empire.
Back to the Stew Show, because no one cares about that. Here's the scoop. Ready? We have a street fair coming up. It's closing down San Fran, the downtown Julie Brown selection of, 11 blocks with no cars, freaks in the streets, and I heard of a CCC reunion party coming up here
CCC,
way up north.
No way. Haven't
so
heard about that in a long time.
Don't bother coming up there unless you used to go to CCC parties from 95 to 98. Yeah, get the fuck out of there if you weren't there. Anyway, because you youngsters might not enjoy that kind of a party. I don't think you're into what we're into. Anywho-zalls.
What, changing diapers? Oh, no, there.
We're going to end this on a dead guy.
Did you leave any room for dessert? How gluttonous a concept is that? Hey, gang. Is there any possible way we could jam more shit in your fat fucking face? Any possibility? Is there any room in there for more? Did you leave any space at all? Is there any way we could jam more shit in your bloated fucking carcass? Because we got dudes with plungers that'll come over and jam shit into your esophagus till you're absolutely full. I mean, if there's room, that is. If there's room. How about some death by chocolate? Would you care for some death by chocolate? It's our specialty. Our speciality is death by chocolate. Death by chocolate, huh? You know, how spoiled do you have to be as a culture to make up a dessert called Death by Chocolate to trivialize death like that? You think they joke around about dying from their desserts in fucking Somalia or someplace? Or death by a 50-pound bag of relief agency rice? You think there's a lot of that going on? Hey, would you like to die from chocolate? How about some death by chocolate? We bring enough chocolate that it'll kill you. Isn't that funny? We'll keep shoving chocolate in your fat fucking face till you're dead. That's what we do. You'll be flipping around on the ground in some chocolate-induced diabetic seizure, but that won't be enough for us. We'll keep shoving chocolate in there till you're actually dead. Won't that be swell? Won't that be a great way to celebrate your happy, happy birthday? Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Some people give up chocolate for Lent.
Ooh. Just like being nailed to a cross.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dark chocolate. Happy birthday to you. We fucking love you guys, and we hope you enjoyed this show. Fucking get back to your real life. I late.
Woo!